This is Bruce Bell speaking to you from Falcon Stadium at the United States Air Force Academy, Colorado Springs. The members of the graduating class, 493 of them, are seated in front of the speaker's platform, surrounded by a tremendous crowd of friends and relatives. On the platform is an impressive array of dignitaries, both military and civilian. The invocation has just been given by Chaplain Stephen J. O'Connor. And now the Dean of Faculty, Brigadier General Robert McDermott, is about to welcome the visitors.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the class of 1963, on behalf of the Superintendent, Major General Robert H. Warren, I welcome you to this fifth commencement of the United States Air Force Academy. Our ceremony today is divided into two parts. The second part will begin with the arrival of the President at 10 o'clock. At this time, General LeMay will confer the degrees and present the commissions to 467 graduates of the class of 1963. I present to you the class of 1963.
Edward Cricket III.
Here, as Cadet Registrar Colonel Virgil O'Connor calls out their names, General LeMay presents the graduates their commissions and General McDermott their diplomas. Commissions have now been presented to all but those 25 distinguished cadets who stood at the top of their class and the one cadet who stood last in this class. A tremendously happy fellow whose view is, it could have been worse. These 26 cadets will receive their commissions from the President of the United States, who at this moment is entering Falcon Stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Now the superintendent of the Air Force Academy, Major General Robert H. Warren, is heard. He is saying,
Mr. President, Secretary Zuckert, General LeMay, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, the Air Force and the Air Force Academy are honored that all of you could join us here today at the graduation of class of 1963 of the United States Air Force Academy. We are particularly honored that the President could attend this, our fifth graduation ceremony. To continue our ceremonies, I am privileged to introduce to you the Secretary of the Air Force, the Honorable Eugene M. Zuckert.
At this point, the President is doubly honored when Mr. Zuckert presents him with the Air Force ceremonial flag, and Cadet Wing Commander Michael J. Roth presents him with a diploma attesting to his membership in the class of 1963, United States Air Force Academy, by acclamation of the Wing of Cadets.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
General, Secretary Zuckert, General LeMay, members of the Congress, Mr. Fraser, fellow graduates, I want to express this my appreciation for this becoming an instant graduate of this academy and consider it a high honor. Mr. Salinger, the press secretary of the White House, received the following letter several days ago. The White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. Dear Sir, would you desire to become an honorary member of the Air Force Cadet Wing? For granting one small favor, your name Your name, Mr. Salinger, shall become more hallowed and revered than the combined memories of Generals Mitchell, Arnold, and Doolittle. My humble desire is that you convey a request from the cadet wing to the president. Sir, there are countless numbers of our group who are oppressed by Class 3 punishments, the bane of cadets everywhere. The president is our only hope for salvation. Amnesty to our oppressed brethren, he and you could end our anguish and depression. Please, sir, help us return to the ranks of the living so that we may work for the new frontier with an... with enthusiasm and vigor. It's signed as sincerely, Cadet Marvin B. Hopkins, who's obviously going to be a future general, in accordance with... As Mr. Salinger wants to be honored with Generals Mitchell, Arnold, and Doolittle, I therefore take great pleasure in granting amnesty to all those who not only deserve it, but need it.